Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ez Hashem be joining the shiur. We try to give every other Tuesday be'ez Hashem a freilich and Chanukah to everyone. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, as a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. We mentioned last time that Rabbi Yitzchak just put out a new book called Winning Relationships, which now I have a copy of. And to be honest with you, I cannot put it down. It is unbelievable how he brings down-to-earth communication, relationship. It's a Jewish Dale Carnegie, he calls it, from Dale Carnegie, lessons on relationships from the Torah. And he has stories there, and he has inspiration, and he has mahalchim of how to practice what you learn. Very, 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 very fundamental book, and I urge everyone to read it. I think everyone could grow from it on any different level. On another note, Reb Yitzchak's uncle, who probably the first time I met Reb Yitzchak, we were both Bachrim many, many years ago, was at his uncle's house, Reb David Lippins, Zichrayna Levracha, who was Nifter. The Levaya was yesterday, was Nifter on Sunday, Dov Rehuda Barab Noyach, who was like an uncle to me as well. We lived back to back for many years, very, very close with the families, and very chasheva, chasheva pioneer of the Cleveland community. And the Shir Shabili Eloi Nishmasa, he took a lot of pride in my accomplishments. Anytime I printed a sefer, he would buy numerous copies, send them to all his children. We were pasha like, you know, siblings, cousins with their family, and it's a great loss. And Chabili Ilan Yishmaser, Reb David Yehuda Ben Reb Noyach, Olav HaShalom. Like I said, he's also the uncle of Yedideinu Reb Yitzchak Saflis. Okay, so we learned about the Shaar Ephraim last time. Now the truth is I did not leave the shiur off like a cliffhanger continuation, but Lemaisa, when everything I brought last time in the shiur from the Hakdama to the Shaar Ephraim by his son was only like half of the Hakdama, because there's a whole nother story of till the actual printing of the Sefer Shaar Ephraim. And it's fascinating. And I wanted to go through that. But then as I got more into his son, Reb Arya Yehuda Leib, Ben Harav Reb Ephraim, the son of the Shaar Ephraim, I saw that not only did he had an unbelievable, fascinating, tragic life, as we'll see, hardships in life that eventually brought us the Sefer Shaar Ephraim as we have it today, he's relatively unknown, and he was from the Goyne Goynim. I felt it was mamish, like almost, Chas v'Shalom, I want to say, like a meis mitzvah, to learn about him, k'dei she'es sev sev davis bakever. And there's a lot to say, and I don't say that I can't say that I'm, you know, so to speak, cheap on other gedolim, but I have to fit it into the 45 minutes, and Bez Hashem I will try as well today, but I didn't want to leave anything out because Pashid is from the unknown. And just to show how much, Rav Yosef Buchsbaum from Mechon Yerushalayim in Meiria, Kuf Samach Aleph, Kuf Samach Dalet, he writes, he brings over there from Haggais that they printed, he says, Echaram Yuchadim Anki HaTorah, one of the special ones in the strong leaders of Torah. And he talks, he says, B'pnei Sibus, because of many different reasons, K'mat Nishbach, Nishkach, Goin Gadol Zeh Mitadlus HaGadolim. It's almost been forgotten, this Gadol from biographies and history, U'mekari HaDairis. Ach, it's Kurim Baidudim Ba'Goyse V'Oysev, there's just few mentions of him, some Hagoy, some Ha'oris. He's known as like the Magia in the Shaar Ephraim. There's Haggois from him in the Shaar Ephraim, some Haggois from him. But as Rabbi Yosef Buchsbaum says, it seems to be he was kamat forgotten. And therefore, I felt it was very important for us to talk and learn about Reb Arya Yehuda Leib, the son of the Shaar Ephraim. Now, we don't know exactly when he was born, but it had to be after the year Tav Ches, 1648. Why is that? Because if you remember in last year, and the Shaar Ephraim. So, the Shaar Ephraim plus his oldest son, Rabbi Chizkiyo, was nift in the year Tav Lamed Ches from the Magefa, and Rabbi Chizkiyo was 30 years old, so he was born in Tav Ches. So, obviously, Rabbi Arya Yehuda Leib was born after Tav Ches. Now, we also mentioned that his father called him my Ben Zakunim. So it's hard to believe that he was born like the next year or so, and he was ready to call the Ben Zakunim if he had a child the year before. But it was at least after Tavches. Now, we'll try to bring other rayas to perhaps how old he was. In the Akdamah to Shaar Ephraim, as we mentioned last week, and we're going to try not to repeat things from last week, or 2 weeks ago, or last year, that his father became the Rav in Budin and Oibin in Tav Chavav. And he writes over there, Uve'elu Hashanim Aniyu Ben Achoisi, me and my nephew, my sister's son, Ben Gili V'Simchi. So it's a play on words. Gili V'Simchi is a lashon of joy. But Gili also means my age. And he puts, like, whenever he makes like a pun like that, he puts a streichel there, like quotations. So who is his Ben Gili? Sounds like my age. That was the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was born in Tav Yud Ches in 1658. So if they were the same age, Be'erech, so this is Tav Chavav, he was in Tav Chavav, he would have been 8 years old. So he was born after Tav Ches, but perhaps around Tav Yud Ches. We mentioned this last week, and our nefesh clung or attached itself to din and paiskim yamatamud v'sidre mishna shisha al birkay niskadalnu v'niskadashnu b'kiddush adayim raglayim on his grandfather, the Shaar Ephraim's knees, we grew up and became sanctified b'kiddush yadayim raglayim asher olav. Yatzaknu gedoylu shimusha, we were mishamish, my father, yoysim libuda, harbe Torah limdeinu, he taught us a lot of Torah. So it seems his primary Rebbe was his father, the Shaar Ephraim. Now he mentions a few times things that he remembers when he was a very young child. In Simen Kuv Vav, in Shaar Ephraim, it talks about a lady there who unfortunately was taken captive together with her husband, who's a Kayan. So these are sugyas in Ksubis, in the second parak over there. And she said, Nishbeisi Tairani. She came, Mama, she would think this never happened. She came and she said, I was captured, but I'm tar. And her husband's also Mayid. He testified, Shalizaza Yadim Itach Yadim. He never left her. But the problem is, there are Eidim that she was captured. So over there, the Gemara talks about Peshaz and Peshaiter, but if there's Eidim, she's not Neman. But the other thing is the twist to the Shaila was, we only know her husband's a Kayan because he says he's a Kayan. So it's interesting, also the Pesha Asar is not in the captive, because that we have Edim, she's not the one who introduced that to us, but the fact that her husband's a Kayan is only from him. So in the Haggah over there, there's a Haggah there, so Rav Aryeh Yehuda Leib says, Nehira, I remember Kat Havitalia when I was a child, Shabo Shvuya Na Lifnei Avi Meiri Virabi, that this captive came to my father. I remember this story in the city of Budin. Because our land preached, and he said that they have to separate, because the Shvuya is Bechezkas, that the ones who captured her, they violated her, and her husband's a Kayan, so even if it's Ba'inus, even if it's forcibly, she's Aser. So he said they have to be Pirish. When they cried and they screamed. And Ulubasaif, my father said to them, he has no Eitzah for them except the following. If they go to a place that nobody knows them, and she will go first to the Bezdin and say, Nishbeisi Utairani, I was captured and I'm Tahar. So that we say, Apesha Asar, Apesha Hitter. She's the one who even told us that she was captured. And she also says she's Tahar. So if we believe her that she was captured, we have to believe her she's Tahar. Like it says in Ksubis, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, it's really Gemara Chav Gimel over there, that the daughters of Shmuel, Bansei Demar Shmuel, came up with this chap, and they did that, and that's why when the Bezdin said, oh, they must be the daughters of someone very big, they found out they were daughters of Shmuel. Kiloi Ratzel Lahakel, Afshay Yakamat Sadim Latera, but he writes the son that my father didn't want to be Mekel, even though we're Kamat Sadim Latera, but he gave them this Eitzah. That's something he remembered as a child in Buda. In Simen Yud Daled, he was asked, the Shaar Ephraim was asked to be Mevayer, to explain a certain kasha from the Sefer Shaila Moira. There's a long hago over there from his son, and the son, Rabbi Leib, writes, V'kel deis yedea, and Hashem knows, Shasefer Shaila Moira ene biyodi keisish tashteya bidvarov, I don't have the Sefer to enjoy his words, V'kad havitalya, karisi kishazu b'sifrei, but when I was young, a very young child, I read this question in a Sefer, aval eni zoicha mashatiris, but I don't remember what he answered. In Simen Dalet, there's another Shaila over there, the Shaar Ephraim had in Budin, in the year Tuf Lamed. So there was someone who had in his house a lot of schnapps, and it came from chametz de ketvua. It was basically chametz, and the Shaar Ephraim paskened that, and he only chapped after this man late, right before Pesach and Erev Pesach. So Shaar Ephraim paskened that he has to pour it out. He's got to pour it out. It's usher, and that's it. But he didn't listen. Rather, he gave it to a guy, to an Arab guy. Zok de Balafrai, the Shaar Ephraim, uvala siba sivev, and the Rabbi Nisham who causes things to happen, cause that after some time, the king made a gzera that no one's not allowed to have any alcoholic beverages, intoxicating beverages in their homes. So the Yishmaeli came, and he returned all the schnapps to the Yid. So I didn't get exactly if it was on Pesach, after Pesach, but the question was, were you allowed to drink this? Is a common shabbat of a Pesach? And even when the Yishmaeli had it, was he even allowed to be drunk or not? And Lamaisa, since Be'isser was given to this Yishmaeli, because the Shaar Ephraim told him it's Aser, he has to pour it out. At the end, there's a Haggad, there, a very long Haggad that this Rabbi Yilei wrote on this Tshuva. And at the end he writes, Me'achashe kvar yotza mipi adeini mari v'rabi. Once my father already paskined, and I think he was Samech on Amasas Binyamin, I think, he says, Veini kedai lahakel neged harim haramim ma'ela. He says, and I'm not one who could be lenient, neged these two great mountains. Ubiprat sheini eini mechoik hamusar. He says, and especially because it's not proper, lachlik neged aviv, for me to argue on my father. Av shiodati, even though I know, bivade shegil yogil aviat tzadik b'shivas el yaina, my father the tzadik will be so joyous, he'll be rejoiced in yeshiva shel maila if I come with a psak and I argue with him and I come out with a psak. Uvichol miskanim chutz mimrei tamidai. A person is jealous, Chazal say, except for two people. He's not jealous of his son and his Talmud. V'hani tarvayu isnayubi. And I'm both. I'm a son and a Talmud. Aval pikein kasabti kolza lalocha derech bebula b'lay lamaisa. But I won't argue my father. So everything I wrote here is only lamaisa, is only lahalocha bepilpul, but not halocha lamaisa v'mayin yivchar. But whoever is being ma'ayin in this could choose who he wants to paskin like. Now, what about his marriage? Rabbi Aryeh Yehuda Leib's marriage. So in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, the Shaar Ephraim writes, Nishalti min ha-gvir Rav Elya ben Reb Yedidya. I was asked by the gvir, Rav Elya, the son of Yedidya, Oydish nisman al apitropis al yisayma. He was appointed as the apitropis, the guardian of the Yisayma ben Achiv, his niece. Hamanoyach. So this Yisayma, this niece, was engaged to my son, Habachra Nechmad, Kemereina Rav Ar Yehuda Leib HaKayin. I want to just point something out, very interesting. Whenever they write Ar Yehuda Leib, he writes it as one word. Aleph Reish Yud He Vav Dalet He. So it's not two words, Aryeh and Yehuda, which both have the Shem Hashem at the end and the beginning of it. He writes it like one word, Ari Yehuda, like Ari Yehuda. He always writes it like that. Ayehuda Leib HaKayin. V'atoy gi ator v'man esum m'ashim. V'boy came the time, it's almost time for the chasana. V'roitz men piturim kaidim she yoitzi zovin aviyah mitachas yodai. So he was the trustee on his dead brother, was it Ben Achiv? Yeah, his dead brother's estate for his daughter. Now the daughter's going to get married. He's going to give her all the money. But he was an apotropist, and he wanted to make sure that she has no tainas on him monetarily. So he wants to get like some type of patur that she says, you know, I have no claims against you, and things like that. You know, the Gemara's talk about apotropist, you could, the Yisaimim, can make him make a shvua that he didn't take anything, he didn't do anything. He didn't want any of that. So he asked to the Shaar Ephraim, this is before the Chasana, I want to get a Shtar Piturim. I want to be Potter. So Atmish Shemina Royal Salakatsmi, Shaar Ephraim says, really I should not answer this question. Bashir Hem Nagam Livniya Chacham is the Gea to my son, the Chacham. However, he says, Asher Shalanias Daiti, since I think Pshutim in Gemara Paiskim, Aflam Aschilim, these are Dvarim Pshutim in Gemara Paiskim, even for starters, for beginners, I'll say what I want to say. But the end he says, I said it Bekitzer, because really it's a Shtikl Nagea to me. So now, So this is when his son, our Rabbeinu Aryeh Yehuda Leib, was getting married to this Yisayma. So it's not clear what was the date on this letter. There's no date on this tshuva. But perhaps we could figure it out from something we said last week. If you remember, last week, right after he came, there was an error. There people had tainas on his rabbanus. Why? That's in Siman Samach Zayin, where he talks in third person about a rav who wasn't even chaydish yamim until Hishkri Hashem bazugay libno yisayma achas bas toivim, that Hashem brought a shidduch to his son from a yisayma, the daughter of a Taivim, and they got married, and then the Rav was there for 2 years, and after 2 years, there was this big error, because a Rav is not allowed to be related to anyone in the city. We spoke about this last week. So if that's true, so that means to say that they got married, mamish, right after, at least they got engaged, right after he came to Budin in Taf Chavav. Now, if we're assuming this is the son, right, the same son, also Yesaima, it would seem to be the same son. It would seem that his son got engaged at the age of 8 years. The Rabbi Yehuda Leib got, because according to, if he was the same age as the Chacham Tzvi, Taf Yuches, and this was Taf Chavav, and this is referring to him, so he'd be 8 years old when he got married. Not an unheard of thing. Some want to say, well, maybe it was his older son, Rabbi Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo was older than him. It was always so. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda Leib married another Yesaima later on. He might have been older. Now the Yavetz Megillah Sefer, I don't know how much he could be medayik there, but he writes, "Bizchatein that the Shafrai made Shiduchim Bashiri Akila Banav Vinechtav, his sons and his grandsons, so, or his grandchildren." So it says sons, maybe both sons. So it would come out then that the Tshuva is talking about Rabbi Chizkiyo also married a Yesaima. The tshuva that right after he came was talking about, right, Rav Chizkiyo who married Yesaima, and the tshuva about Apotropis, where clearly he says, this Yesaima is engaged to my son, Rav Aryeh the Leib, is also Yesaima, so maybe it was two Yesaimas. Okay, Hama'ayin Yivchar, as he said before. Okay. After his father was Nifter in Taf Lamed Ches, we left off last week in the Akdama, or 2 weeks ago, Vayi Acharei HaMagefa V'Adever, was after the Magefa. So then I said to myself, Kum, get up, L'kayim Mili Da'ova, Oves. You have to be B'kayim what your father said, to bring his Svarim La'ar, to publish his Svarim. He says, when I opened the Kasher Pasachti, I opened the Svarim, Re'isi, I saw that Ha'ichel Min Ha'ichel, I got to pick out the Eichel from the Eichel, Ulevarer, and choose things out. There was a lot of erases there. There were a lot of things that were in between the lines and in the margin of the Goyonis. Ksav agabi ksav, over, there was written, all different things. Kederach mechabri tzvarim, just like mechabri tzvarim, that they think that if they're going to come a time in their life that they are going to finish off their job, and do what they need to do. So they write notes for themselves, and they know, we've had this before, they know what it is to print the Sefer. He says, V'atzas Hashem Tokum, but Hashem's Eitzah is the one that overcomes, and the Shaar Ephraim did not have time to do that. But Marty, I said, Eich Uchal, say Silabadi, how could I do this myself? And then, besides, for it was an enormous task, U'magam Ashonim Shaloika Tikunam, Shaloika Sidram, Paguni, the years that are not a normal Seder, hit me. They went from good to bad. There was Mechama and Oibin and Tafmem Gimel to Tafmem Vav for 3 years. And there was inflation. The Mechama is the worst. They rain down gofres ve'esh, avnei barzel agulim kekadurim. So these are cannonballs. Porchim oilim v'yardim. They fly up and they down. Uvotim leim kaltuv mechrivim, and they destroy beautiful homes. So it was a terrible time. Eben was being bombed. There was a war. V'nadarti neder be'sora. I made a neder be'sora on Yuvesi, that if Hashem saves me, Ella la'ara kadish, I'll take my family to Eretz Yisrael. U'mitzvah gereres mitzvah, that I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael, l'kayim mili da'ovis. I will be able to fulfill my father's will. V'gam kibud imimarasi, and my mother as well. We mentioned this last year about his mother. Imarasi asher chishvazeh kama yom l'mesalach. She's wanted for a long time to go to Eretz Yisrael, so I'll be mekayim kibud eim by bringing her with me. The fear brought our hearts close to Rabbeinu Shalom, and we cried out, and Hashem answered me, Baruch Hashem, Umin Ameitzer Aneini. So the war was over, Ubeini Beini, but in the meantime, Nifrida Mimani, Harabonisim, Marasi, my mother was Nifter, Maras Rachel Imenu, Batikover, Shmoine, Lekislev, Shnas, Tuf Memhei. We mentioned this last time as well, that on the 8th day of Kislev, that she was buried in the year Tuf Memhei, 1685. Or probably maybe the end of 1684. Shnei Chayah Shisha Meshe, she was 66 years old. Harei Lefanecha, then he continues, says, in these years, you see, there was Machoi V'dagois, and I had all types of pains and worries. Ad Shamarti, till it came the time. So I pushed it off. Again, this is like in the Tuf Mem Gimel, Tuf Mem Hei days. And he says, I pushed it off until Ad Shamarti, it's time for me now to go and fulfill my neder. So this was, the neder must have been some years earlier, Tuf Mem Gimel, it's Be'erech, and or Tuf Mem Dalid, but these weren't good years for him. And he left his house, Yud Ches Sivan, 1685, and I went with the children who were young, who don't have a mum to bring them up to be Megadam the Torah. So he took with him two children. Habein Yaker li Ephraim, his son Ephraim, named after his father. Vabochra Nechman Hayosu Menachi Agadol, and his nephew, the son of his older brother, Chizkio, Aaron, his name was Aaron. So he took these two to go up, and he left the rest of his family in Budin. Velachti Meiri Ad Yafo Yiderechonia, and he says, I went from my city to Yafo by boat, by Hi Ayoim, Vani Achish Veli Shaver, and it was on the trip. The boat was, we were in a storm, was going to break. V'chol Galav Avru, when the waves were overcoming us. Uvo Mayim Ad Nofesh, Umikula Matzileni, but Hashem saved me from all of that. Uvo Sid Yerushalayim Etchila Shnas V'nikra Li Yerushalayim Ir Ha Emes. Emes is Gematria Tuf Mem Vav. So he got there in the beginning of Tuf Mem Vav, let's say Tishrei of Tuf Mem Vav. So he left Yudches Sivan Tuf Mem Hei, Sivan to Tammuz, to Av, to El, to Tishrei, close to 4 months it took him to get to Yerushalayim. Duchta Moshe Aaron Lezachu Zachina, the place that Moshe Aaron were not Zaycha to, I was Zaycha to. V'shachanti B'Zaych Yerushalayim Shana Tmima, and I lived in Yerushalayim for a full year. V'nishtatachti HaKivrei Ovis, and I went to Davin by the Kivrei Avos and the Maaseh Machpelah, v'ashar tzadikim v'tzidkanias, neviim u'neviyos, tanoim v'amiroim. U'v'zayis hashana, and this year, panisi l'sadr sefer adon yavi, mayor v'rabi. So I decided I'm going to be mesadr during this year, the sefer Shar Ephraim. V'yashavti yamin v'leilois, v'chasavti k'chibur hazeh b'tzar gadol. He says, I sat night and days, and I wrote this sefer here with a lot of pain, mibilbul aksav, like we said before, the whole writing was all mixed up. The chisar and kamaku trace him, and many things were missing. Kasha Yoiser says, and the hardest things was, kisifri v'or einai einiti. He says, my svarim v'or einai einiti. So I'm not sure what those words are einai. It usually means my vision. It doesn't sound like, he says that one more time, as we'll see later, a different place also. So I'm not sure if he actually meant he lost his vision, or he was hard of seeing, or that was part of him saying that I don't have my svarim and or einai. I don't have these things that light up my eyes with me. And such a sefer, he says, you need to go and search and search Pesifri Apaiskim called Dibra Makaimais. Father, the Shah Ephraim brings Mar Makaimais from here or there. You got to go look them up and you have to see what's being said. And the problem is, I didn't have all these svarim. Even though Hashem brought me to the Cheder HaMelech. What's the Cheder HaMelech? Al Beis Midrash HaGadol. To the Beis Midrash HaGadol, to the Yeshiva. Shel Ramirin Rav Moshe Galanti, of the Maram Galanti. Bisham Risi, Bayis Moli Svarim. Yes, it was a Bayis Moli Svarim. V'chein, there's other Batim Midrashes as well. He says, but still, the fact that I had access to Svarim, he says, Misha Reitzel L'Sadr Sefer Kazeh. If you want to be Masadr, such a Sefer, like my father's Sefer, he says, Sarich Svarim Beveis. So you need the Svarim in your house. You need them right there. You know? You need like the Eitzer HaChachm at your fingertips to be able to do it. You can't have it that every time you got to run out to the library to go get the Sefer. V'dein Garmash Aleichalti. And therefore he says, so really, I wasn't even able to be mefalpel so much in my father's words. And this sounds like what he wanted to do. I couldn't be mefalpel because I couldn't really look it up, he says. So therefore, I was only sniff. I was only like a little bit, like an addition. Elabi takti sefer by just copying it over, so to speak. Kasafti mashashkafa rishayna. While I was learning the sefer, I wrote things that just came to mind bishashkafa rishayna, but I wasn't really able to write it properly. And therefore, he says I wrote it like as hagoyis because it's not like 100% the way I wanted it. Malkim Shemaschel v'zois liyehuda. It starts off with the words v'zois liyehuda or hagah zeh ma'ase yadi. That's what I was able to do. Okay, over that year I did it. V'acher kloy shana tmima, and then after a year, kol nihi nishma. There was a cry that was heard. Ki nilka dahir oibin v'tibok achayma. The oibin was captured, and the wall was breached, and I found that shiyatza nakim in a chasai. I lost all my money. Shemaya shamati ve'nei adim, I heard and my eyes cry. Hargu nefashos b'nei Yisrael. Many Yidden were killed. Uvaseichem achisi Esther, my sister Esther, ve'en kaiva, there was no one to bury her. Ein menachem v'nafshi aguma, he says, and besides that, I'm very worried. Kilo yadati b'nei ve'si echenem, I don't know where my family is. Im lecherev, if they were killed. Im leshvi, if they were taken captive. So, val prishasim Yerushalayim, so I had to go back, and I left Yerushalayim. But b'niu v'nachi inachti shama, but my son and my nephew, I left there. Before I left, he says, Lamaisa, I'm going back to Europe and I'm going to print the sefer there. So I took askamas before I left, as we'll see from the Rabbanu Yerushalayim, Chevroin, and Tzfas. This was all in the year Tuf Mem Zayin. In askamas of Rabbanu Yerushalayim, who the Rabbanu Yerushalayim? Among them, Maram Galanti, the Maram Chaviv, Maroisha Chaviv, and others. They write, Hachacham Asholim, Sinai v'Eikar Harim, Marein Rav Yehuda Leib Kayin Tzedek, Asher, Yerachav Treyasa Yashav Imanu. For 12 months he lived with us by in Yerushalayim. V'Hoylech Lir Kayvaniyos, and he's now going to ride the boat, so to speak. V'Lidrech Betziyos, and to go on the mountains. L'Lechaz Le'ir Frankia, to go to the cities in France, Ashasham Mizbech Hatzfus, that's where the printing presses are. And they signed this Haskama B'Seder and the Parsha Shnas Vatimale Ha'aretz Oysam, Vatimale Ha'aretz Oysam, Parsha Shmais, and Oysam is the year, that's Tuf Mem Zayin. The Rabbanei Chevron also wrote in Mamish the same Parsha that week. Vayor Lanu B'Chevron Ir Kachenu Pamayim, he says he came to our city Chevron twice, and they sign it, the Seder Hamare HaGodol Hazeh. So that's also Amar Gadol Hazeh by the Snen in Shnais, Shnas V'ha Emes, which is Hey Tuf Mem Zayin. V'chach Meitzvas writes, V'agavur Chayover Leinu, Derech Agav, he came to our city, Lishtateach Al Tzioin HaTzadikim, to Davin and prostrate himself by the Tzioinim, the Kvarim of the Tzadikim, U'beprat Lirois Pnei Atana Likir Rashbi, Reb Shimon Bar Yechai, the Kever of Rashbi, So in the old days Haskama was like a copyright that no one could infringe on it. So he says we also maskim and machrim b'kayach ha-tayra u'v'kayach ha-dineinu mareinu v'rabonu hatana l'kir Reb Shimon bar Yochai zal shnas b'seder v'yichali truma. So this is a few weeks later, shmais to truma, shnas v'atem, again tof mem zayin. So he writes u'v'chein yososim yakodesh v'pachin nefesh, I left Yerushalayim, like depressed, because v'yaradti ba'aniyos, and this is another pun of his, another pun. Aniyos, it means with an aleph is a boat. So he meant to say I went on the boat, but he wrote with an ayin, but he wrote in quotes to show that he is saying in poverty as well. I went ba'aniyos I left Eretz Yisrael. Now on the way, before we get to, he says I went to Prague, but he skipped his whole travels in the middle. So on the way, he went through Italy, like he writes in the Kuntres Achroin at the end of Shaar Ephraim. He says, "Va'aga b'zeh oidia shezeh shana." It's been a year mide avri mar kadisha that since I've come from Eretz Yisrael, derech medina Italy, went through Italy. So Kobe took the boat from the Mediterranean, and then it came across around on the western coast of Italy in Livorno. He says, Chachme Kak Ligorno, which is Livorno, which is the western coast of Italy. Then we follow him, Reb Avram Ravigo, who was from the Gedolim and the Mekubalim in Italy, writes that in Cholomoyed Sukkis Tuf Mem Ches, so again, he left in Tuf Mem Zayin. He was in Svas, let's say, in Tuf Mem Zayin, Parshas Truma, so that's like the winter time. And now, this is the next year in Taf Mem Ches, Chalamayit Sukkis, he was in the city of Modena in Italy, which is about 200 kilometers northeast of Livorno. So he's heading more northeast now. Hachokam Hashalom Rein Rav Yudah Ben Raphaim HaKayin Vayabam Yerushalayim. That's what the Rav Avram Raviga writes. In Parashas Noyach, Tof Mem Ches, so now this is Sukkis, now we're going Bereishis Noyach, he got a Haskama from the Mekubur Moshe Zchus in Mantova, which is 80 kilometers north of Modena. And from there, he went all the way to Prague, which is a long Mahalach, 840 kilometers northeast to Prague. So now we go back to the Hakdama where he writes, I left Yerushalayim Ba'aniyos at Shabasi L'kak Prague. I came to Prague. Umatzasi Shomis B'nei Beisi. I found my family in Prague. So his family came from Budapest to Prague, which is also, I don't remember how kilometers, it's a long Mahalach. Umatzasi Shomis B'nei Beisi Hochu Ba'gelo. They had gone in exile from Budin. Reikon Va'orim, empty and naked. Mibliksus V'simul, without any clothing. Ba'anshe Chesed V'chemla, and the merciful people of Prague. Heitivu, they did wonderful things and helped them out. In Prague, he became close with Rav Elia Shapira, the author of the Elia Rabbah. We had a share on the Elia Rabbah a while back. In Ashmatas, in the end of Simen Samaches, which in the older versions I think is in the end of the Sefer, but in the newer prints they have it there called Ashmatas. He says this question: Shalti Lo Ahuv Harav Hamufluk Merin Rav Elia Shapira Mikak Prague. And Simen Dalid, that we talked about before, about the schnapps on Pesach, so there's also Hashmata, it's also in the first printings in the Kuntres Achron, he says, after he says that he doesn't want to argue on his father, Tshuva zu nishlcho elai mikak Prague me'ahuvi, this tshuva was sent to me from Prague, so this tshuva obviously wasn't when he was in Prague, but from my me'ahuvi, from my good friends, Ramelia Shapiro, Shapiro v'zui tshuvasi, and this is what I answered him back, and it's almost four pages of that tshuva. That tshuva is very long, back and forth on that schnapps tshuva. And the end, he signs that tshuva to Rav Elia Shapira, Hatsoyer, the young one, Atorid V'doyeg, who's busy and worried, Aryu Deleib, Hanoidid Kitzipur Mikana, he's like wandering like a bird from his nest, Umitzapa L'Rachel Shamayim, Listapeach, Benachalas Hashem, Lachzulaz LeRakedish Yerushalayim, and he's yearning for Racham Shemayim to go and be in the Nachalas Hashem in Irakedish Yerushalayim. Amen. In Simen Ayin Ches in the Hashmatas, he writes, "V'shaalti laHuvi Achacha Merin Rav Yaakov Dayan Amatsuyim beprag." I asked to my friend Rav Yaakov Dayan Amatsuyim beprag, Bala Mechaber Minchas Yaakov. We know him as the Shvus Yaakov. We also had a shir on him. He is a shvager. He was a shvager with Rav Elia Shapira with the Elia Rabbah. So he became close with the Shvus Yaakov as well. In the Kuntres Acharon, there's a hemshich to that tshuva from Simen Ayin Ches, and he writes at the end of it, "Kvar goli v'yadu lamar shesifri v'or einai eniti." Says again, "Or einai eniti." Geron oichi baretz hazoy sarom my svarim. I'm a stranger. Hareach not alolun. The guest is trying to pitch his tent. Atshuvas me'arash, he says, that tshuva from the rush that we're talking about, ushar svarim, that's in this tshuva, ein bevesi la'ayin, I don't have to me'ayin, rak mi pi eid ani chai, I'm just living from me'ayin, in other words, it was told to me. Aval pikein, even though I don't have my svarim, amarti lahashiv lo'y ma'ashirini mishamayim, I'm still going to answer what Hashem mishamayim will teach me. In the Shvus Yaakov, chelak aleph, simen tzadi dalid, he writes, So this is this tshuva from the Kuntres Achron. The Shas Yaakov references it there in Chelek Aleph Simen Samit Tzadi Dalit. In Shvus Yaakov Simen Chav Beis in Chelek Aleph, he brings the questions that were asked from Merein Rav Leib Yerushalayim on the Shvus Yaakov Sefer called Chukas HaPesach, which we know as the Chayk Yaakov, but that's the way the Rabbi Yaleib referred to it. And the Shvus Yaakov answers, and he starts off, he says, "Hinei lo yadati machari af ha-kayin ha-godol hazeh." I don't know what the anger of this kayin ha-godol hazeh is. It sounds like from that tshuva that he actually sent it from Yerushalayim, he's back in Yerushalayim already. Another gadol there in Prague, in Kuntres Achron, he writes, "Nishalti migisi hazaken zekana chachma, my brother-in-law." Rabbi Yaakov is Rabbi Yaakov Zak Ashkenazi, who's the father of the Chacham Tzvi. So he was already, he was in Budin and Ibin together with the Shaar Ephraim, and he ran as well, I guess, in this, when they all ran from Prague, from Budin to Prague, he ran as well, he escaped. And so he says, I was asked by my brother-in-law, after I answered, this explanation, some of the Chachmei Prague also were Mechavin too. So these were the Gedolim in Prague that he came across. Now in Taf Memches, he went to Salzbach, which is in Germany, which 600 kilometers east of Prague, and he went to print his, the Shaar Ephraim. On the Shaar Blat of the first printing, it says, Batias Cholosib Yom Gimel Ches Tamaz Dehai Shosa Lochein Samach. Samach is Taf Mem. Lochein Samach is Taf Mem Ches. How it comes out. Right, Lochein is Lamin Chaf is 50, Nun is 50, and Shin is 300, so that's 100, it's 448, that's Taf Mem Ches. So that's when they started Ches Tammuz. In the end of the Akdama, he writes, Zachar Oisei Ish L'Toiv, Harav Moshe Bloch. Rav Moshe Bloch was the printer. He Nadva Lehal V'sach Mesuyim L'Sayeya. He not only was involved in the printing, he also lent a certain amount of money to help out. And not only that, it sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda Leib, stayed in his house. He let me live like those who eat at his table. He gave me the food, the saiva. So he's thanking him not only for the helping with the printing, but for hosting him as well. Interestingly, also after he says Oid Gash, he says over there Yizachar L'Toiv, another person Yizachar L'Toiv, Marein Rav Elya Kain Mikak Oibin, that used to, this person was a big Baal Tzedaka that he would send Tamid Chachamim in Bar Kadisha B'Shaleach B'Chol Shana L'Nafsham, he would send to Tamid Chachamim every year in Eretz Yisrael. Gam Nod Varucha, he also made a pledge, Lad Fosas, to print my father's sefer. Afshaloi Nei Nasi, even though I didn't end up getting the money from him, Kiyarda L'Timayan, because he lost all his money, probably again because of that war, Mikalmakam, since it was Ritzoynei Hataiv to do it, so therefore he is being Mazker him L'Toiva. Now, in the Haggah in Siman Dalet that we mentioned before about the Chametz and the Schnapps, so he writes over there, Mashakasav Avi Lesser, that my father wanted to ask it, Alpi, Abal Masis, Rab Bal Masis bin Yamin, Hachuva Niskaris Ein Biyadi. So in the Haggai he writes, I don't have that Chuva. Avu Kishayisi Bikak Prag Nasasiv Nasati, Im Chacham Echad. He says, but when I was in Prague, I handled with one of the Chachamim there in a similar case, Va'amarli. She Rayas Hamasas Binyamin. He told me what the Masas Binyamin said. Uchshabasi lekan lehalus hashel and hiskaris on mizbeach atvus. He says, when I came here to print the sefer or print that shayla, iyanti biksas hapoiskan I'm tzoyim mchitzasi. So I looked in some of the poiskim are here in where I am, and that's what he continued to write there. So clearly, even while he was involved in the printing process, he was still writing hagois and still doing things. For the sefer itself, it wasn't like it was a finished sefer when he came to the printing. At the end of the sefer, the chasima it says Vatishlab Hamalacha Bishlish Harishon Lechayde Shvat Nas Tuf Memtes, that in the first third of the month of Shvat in the year Tuf Memtes. So it started in Ches Tammuz of Tuf Memches, and it went till Shvat. So Tammuz of Elul Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tevez Shvat, almost 7 months that he was there, that to printing the sefer. Now, where he went after that, it's not clear, but we do find him again about 5 years later in Tuf Nun Dalid, so that's 1694. We find him back in Yerushalayim, Rav Avram Rivugo, that we mentioned before from the Gedoyle and Mekubalim of Italia, he mentions that he sent Yerushalayim a certain amount of money to the Rebbe Yehuda Aryeh Leib, and that was in Taf Nun Dalet. In the Kovetz called Yerushalayim, Chelek Gimel Amakuf Yud Ches, there is a letter there that he wrote to Reb David Oppenheim. We mentioned this in the Sefer on the Maram Chaviv, I think, or maybe on Rabbi Yaakov Kuli, as we'll see in a moment. And it was written, Isru Chag Pesach Tof Nun Tes, so that's even 5 years later. And at the end, he writes, Acha Shoalti, he says, I asked one thing, Shiyalun HaZichroini Lefonav, so Rav David Oppenheim was from the Gedolim, and he wrote him, he says, you should remember me, Kemosh HaZichroini Olefonai Tamid, just like I constantly remember you. B'Shabbosis V'yomim Tovim on Shabbos and Yontif, B'holchi Lifnei Kaisel HaMaravi, when I go to the Kaisel HaMaravi, and he mispalu Shalishel Bayin Hora, V'ani Yoisele Mishaberach, Mikiris Libi, Loi Ulevnei Beisai, I daven the Ayin Hora should come to you, and that I make a Mishaberach from the depths of my heart for you and your family. So that was Isru Chag Pesach Tov Nun Tes. A few months later, in Tammuz Tov Nun Tes, he writes another letter to him, and in that letter he sends him some Sfarim and things like that. But he says also, that's where he mentions that he was Meshadech, his daughter, so this is Rabbi Yehuda Arileib's daughter, to an almoin, to a widower, who had been married to the daughter of the Maram Chaviv. Who was the widower? He doesn't say the name, but we said, this is Rabbi Mocher Kuli, the father of Rabbi Yaakov Kuli, the Mam Loyes, who has been married to the daughter of the Maram Chaviv, and she was Nifter, and he went and he married the son of Rabbi Yehuda Arileib, Ben the Shar Ephraim. Now another interesting thing he writes there, he says, and I'm sending you three stones, may Avne Hamokim Kodesh, three holy stones. One is from Tzion Kvuras Rachel, from Rachel Imeinu's Kever, one from Tzion Kvuras Zecharia Kayin, and one from Tzion Atan Aliki Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Now how do you know the stones are real or authentic? He says, V'kalechot Zamti, on each one of them I put Shani Edom, like a red string, V'chosim V'chaisamai, and my seal is on it. So that's why whoever he sent it with can't switch it out for another stone. So this is in the Tough Nuns, for sure he was back in Yerushalayim. It's perhaps possible that he was back in Italy in Tough Samach Beis a few years later. And there he went back to Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Avram Ravigo, who went from Italy to Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned him already before. And there's a whole long account of one of the travelers who went with the group, Rabbi Mordechai Blatash, in Negeres Eretz Yisrael, page 220, goes on for pages and pages, a crazy trip and dangerous and all types of things going on. And he writes over there, who came along with us? He went with Rabbi Avram Ravigo. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Leib HaKayin Ishu Yishalayim Sha'ilonu Leinayim. Rabbi Yehuda Leib HaKayin from Yishalayim, he was the one of our leaders, together with others as well. So the assumption is that this was our Yehuda Leib, and it makes sense he had a connection with Rabbi Avram Ravigo. Nothing's mukhrach here. But that would mean to say that he was back in Italy, and now he traveled with them. And in that, I don't have time to go through the whole story over there, but he played a strong role there. He spoke Arabic. That helped out with the captains and with the negotiations and all different types of stuff that was going on. It was a very hard trip that they went. And it says, they got to Yerushalayim Chav Vav Teves Tav Samach Beis. That's when they got to Yerushalayim. Okay, so now, where did he go after that? In the Sharblat of the Shvus Yaakov that belonged to Rabbeinu Aryeh Yehuda Leib, his own sefer of Shvus Yaakov that he has his Hagois on it, and in the beginning of Mechon Yerushalayim has those Hagois. They printed it in the that's where Buchsbaum, one of the things he printed in the Maria. And it says there, Matana Mishleach Manos Merava Mechaber. I got this as Mishleach Manos from the Mechaber. Poi Prag Adar Ki Ba Eis Lechanina. Ba Eis is Gematria Tafayin Gimel. So in Tav Samach, assuming he was on the Tav Samach Beis trip, so he was Tav Samach Beis back in Yerushalayim. Somehow in Tafayin Gimel, he was back in Prague, getting Shalach Manos from the Shvus Yaakov. Now, it sounds like perhaps that in Tav Ayin Dalet, he was on his way back. It's not klar, and he signed in Tav Ayin Dalet in Constantinople, in Kusta, Kineged Chiyoin and his Svarim, that was the Shabset Svinik, together signed on a letter there with Rabbi Avram Yitzchaki, the Baal Zer Avram, which I also felt was a good simon, because the Zer Avram is in Hilchas Chanukah, there's a whole thing about if you made a Shachiyanu already in Shul, and do you make it at home again, or and the opposite, if you made it home, do you make another Shachiyanu in Shul? Zer Avraham Mishabur brings down, Shari Tshuva brings down, so I felt it was like a Simen Taiv that we came across the Zer Avraham here. Rebbe Ram Yitzchaki and Yitzchak HaKayin Rappaport, they were Shluchim the Rabbanu Meretz Yisrael, they were Mishalachim Meretz Yisrael, and Ar Yehuda HaKayin. Those three are signed on a letter there, which makes sense because they were all three really Yerushalayimers. It's not clear that it happened in Tafayin Dalid. There's all big raid when it happened, all different types of years. But all the other letters that are there, and it's brought down in one of the Svarim about the Shabbat Tzvi, all the letters there, I don't remember exactly which one it was, but they were all in Tafayin Dalid. So assuming that was him, and assuming it was in Tafayin Dalid, we have him in Constantinople in Tafayin Dalid, probably on the way back to Yerushalayim. We'll see one more time we find him in Constantinople also. But we don't know exactly when he came back to Yerushalayim, and we don't know anything after that. We don't know anything after that. We do know that he had to have been Nifter by the year 1732, because in the Sharblat of the Zer Avram that we just mentioned, that was printed in the year Tav Tzadi Bei 1732, it was brought to printing, it says, by the son-in-law of the Zer Avram, who is the Atar of Yedidya, the son of Harav Agadol Chasid Shebekuna Marein Rav Ar Yehuda Leib HaKoyen Neched LeHarav Hagoyin Agadol Baal Shar Ephraim. So the Rav Ar Yehuda Leib's son, Yedidya, was a son-in-law of the Zer Avram, and he printed it, and here it says, in this year he printed it, but he calls him Marein Rav Ar Yehuda Leib HaKoyen Zal. So we know by 1732, he already had to been Nifter already. Now again, Tuf Ayin Dalid is the last time perhaps we saw him. So this is, quote, 18 years later. 1732, he had to been Nifter. Now, in Megillah Sefer, the Yavitz writes about Reb Aryudaleib, Taka Aloy Shel Torah B'Yerushalayim, that he lived in Yerushalayim, Umeis Sham, and he was Nifter in Yerushalayim. That's what the Yavitz writes. The Chidon Shem Agdolim, under his entry, Rabbi Yudalei, Vayachosid Shebekuna, he calls him, Ve'reisi Loi Hagoyis Ksav Yad, I saw Hagoyis from him, Ksav Yad, I guess on some other Svarim, they printed it in different, also, that's something that I think Mechon Yerushalayim printed, Hagoyis on some Svarim from him. Behavle Chibar Al HaTorah Me'aviv, he had a Chibar from his father Al HaTorah, V'nikra Machane Ephraim, we mentioned that last week. Umachane Yehuda Loizal. He had a sefer called Machane Yehuda Venevdu. There, the Chidah says they were both lost. However, in the Shema Gedolim and the Shara Ephraim, he writes Uvenoy Harav Achasim Rein Rav Yehuda Leib. He writes Venifter Bir Hakodesh Svas, that he was Nifter in Svas. So we have the Yavid saying he was Nifter in Shalaim. We have the Chidah saying he was Nifter in Svas. Now the Chidah in Pnei David, and this I found only this week and not last week, last time, in Bereshis Ois Tezayin, he brings from the Ksavim of his, father, he says, Matsasi Bikisvi Ateres Roishi Abamari, Shekasa Vizel Shaine. So the Chidah bring from his father. Bimei Charfi, when I was young, Zaharboim Shana, it's 40 years, Ra'isi Bikisvi Akaidesh, L'harav Hagadol Harav L'harav Ephraim HaKayin HaMechaber Sheh Ephraim Sheh Amar B'mash Shekosav Rashi Parshas Miketz. So we said last time that his Sefer, the Sheh Ephraim Sefer on Chumash, was lost. And the Chidah writes that, but the Chidah brings that his father saw, when he was young, the Ksav Yad of the Shar Ephraim Sefer called Machan Ephraim on Arashi and Parshas Miketz. That's just Derech Agav. But another thing, in Pnei David of the Chidah Lech Lecha Ois Gimel, B'Shamati Mishem Arav Achosim Rav Yehuda Leib Katz, he brings a vart from Rav Yehuda Arye Leib Katz, B'Noi Shel Bal Shar Ephraim. And the Chidah, will end off with this, the Chidah in Birka Yosef, Simen Nun Hei. And that's talking about the Chacham Tzvi Shaila, of someone who makes a person all day Sefer Yetzirah Goylam. Could he be mishtatif to a minion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Nun Hei? So he writes over there the Birkei Yosef. The Chidah writes, Re'isi Michtav L'Rab Reinu Lav Katz Ben Shar Ephraim. I saw a letter that was written by Reb Leib Katz, the son of the Shar Ephraim. that he brought a raya to the Chacham Tzvi, and loved after the Chacham Tzvi, but he brought, I don't know if it was he saw the Chacham Tzvi or he had the same Shaila. It's not shver that he saw the Chacham Tzvi. They were the same age, as we know, and he was his nephew. He says it brings a raya, because it says, the Gemara tells us in Gittin, Reb Elezer was Meshachar Avdai, and he was over on the Isserase Loilamem Tavoidu, to make a minyan, even though, because of the Mitzvah Rabbah, he was over on the Asay, Zokt Reb Leib Katz, Zokt Reb Yudai, Zokt Reb Yudai Leib Katz, the son of the Shaar Ephraim, if a goylem is mitzdarif to a minyan. Why didn't Rebbe Lezer just create a person? I they say for yitzira. Rebbe Lezer koychei gadol. He could have done it. Ad kan devarav. Bani Yomer says the Birkei Yosef. It's not a raya, and you can look why the Birkei Yosef doesn't like it. However, I found in the Sefer Breichlis Mayim, which is a door right after that, he brings shereisi begilyain kasuv meharav hamuvuk shehevi raya. He brings that I saw in a gilyon written by a Rav Amuk, Reb Leib Katz, that he brought this raya, that Reb Elezer should have been created a goylam al yedei sefer yetzira. It's a raya, must be, it's not mitzdarif. V'kosav, and in that gilyon, Reb Leib Katz wrote, sheitzia zeh lifnei rabboni kusta, that he said this teres to the rabbonim of Constantinople, v'shibchu rabbonon, and they were shabeachim. So we do find him that he was in kusta. If it what year it was exactly, and when he signed on that letter also, he was in Kusta, exactly what year, if it was Tafayin Dalet, when it was and how it was, is not exactly 100% klar, but we see he gave this teretz to the Rabbani Kusta. This is the son of the Shaar Ephraim. I'm sorry, I did go a few minutes over, but I felt that every detail here is very important for us. The son of the Shaar Ephraim, Harav, Aryeh Yehuda Leib, Ben Harav Reb Ephraim, Zichrein Levracha, Schusa Yogin Aleinu Vakol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Kol Tov, Afreilichin Chanukah.